towards her. Set in the background of a temple, this story in verse describes the protagonist's internal conflict. Two attractions draw him in opposing directions and he struggles with them. What are they? What is the final resolution? Read on, listen in to find out. This story in verse is read by Vasanthi Vasudev. Towards her. I sat, hands folded, statue-like, in the orange-red light of the greasy oil lamp, her anointed face, turmeric and sandal, awe-inspiring, shone bright. Her spectacular nose-stud dazzled diamond rays in dozens of stars, even as rose-scented vapors hallowed a perfume haze in her sacred chamber, the sanctum. When a new bright orange light breezed past me, I suddenly turned and saw another her on my right, leaning on the railing. Beside the long aisle, she glowed, brilliant, like her in the sanctum, the very same turmeric and red hues, the perfume of roses hanging luscious on curly locks. I took a deep breath, even as her scent whiffed into my being, and swung my gaze back at her in the sanctum. I closed my eyes to focus on her, the Almighty, the Divine. Images floated and danced. My mental eye, now their welcome stage. She, from inside the sanctum, beckoned with a smile. But at that very moment, I was blinded by the other her, her million-watt smile. I wanted to touch and hold her cupped hands, perfumed with petals pink, as she leaned eagerly, continued to lean on the railing. My gaze remained transfixed on her standing on the outside to my right. I was hypnotized. For how long? I knew not. And then I suddenly regained my senses. I turned with a huge sigh. Or was it relief? I turned back to see the goddess inside and to feel her grace. A few seconds passed. Oh, fie. I could not hold on. My mind flip-flopped, jelly-like. It ran amok like mercury. It darted back and forth between the inside and the outside. She or her, who did I seek and yearn for? I chided my fickle, temptation-stricken head and tried to fix myself on a straight gaze. I was lost to the world for some counts of time, riveted on her, glowing in the sanctum. Soon it seems my focus once more slipped. My neck in auto mode veered to the right, to the railing, and drew a blank. My eyes blinked and then gaped in disbelief. I could not see her. She was gone. Yes, really, out of sight. Where? How? When did she go? Helpless and lost, I looked straight at her for help. Please let me find her. Please, please. My hands folded in hope and in a plea. I closed my eyes tight as my lips chanted a prayer. The bells tolled to the rhythm of the chant, loud and clear, and to rising crescendos of voices ringing a shriek. Bhagavati, Amme, Amme, Amme. I stood mesmerized, for I don't know how long. But when I opened my eyes, lo, behold, the image grew vivid. I saw that alluring face, that million-watt smile, those petal-filled hands. But where was she? Looking at the inside, had I lost her? Or had she come back? My breath found an unknown excitement, and gentle breeze tingled and made my hair stand on end. My quickening pulse paced without restraint. I turned my head and looked for her at the same spot on my right, but she was not there. And as I turned and looked for her inside, I felt her presence, strong and clear, like real, everywhere, in every breath, in every beat. both inside the sanctum and outside, leaning on the railing, all over, omnipresent, smiling and beckoning. I gripped the garland tight in my hands and in a trance floated towards her.